News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Here we go, turning up your voice in the 8 o'clock hour at 343-0106 if you'd like to chat with us. Also, you can leave a talk back on our app. You download the app and off you go. And, of course, texts are certainly welcome as well as 343-0106. You can text that same line.
Yes, and that talkback function will be very important over the next 24 hours.
That a little bit there.
Yeah. Well, I say we maybe save it to the end of this segment.
Okay.
Let folks know how maybe they can win something later this week by using the app. First, though, I guess the cat's out of the bag because everyone's posting their nappy wins for this year's 2021 Lanyap Nappy Awards. And we coming home with two awards, Sean Sullivan winning Best Talk Show Host, and then Dan, you and I bringing home Best DJ Team.
Okay.
We won the Best DJ Team in the Nappies.
All right.
Even though we don't get along at all off the air,
no.
Apparently we get along good enough on the air.
There's videos out there of us engaging each other, you know, drunken at a bar.
Yeah.
Which, like, Dalton, I've had it with you. And then, of course, you're bigger than me, and
mm-hmm.
it kind of goes sideways after that. But, yeah.
I'm bigger and I fight dirty. Both of those. And we've been separated multiple times. But apparently, good enough on the air that you guys voted us Best DJ Team.
And
yeah, we really appreciate the nappy votes this year. And I guess thanks for voting for Sean. You know, he would never say that. No, I'm just joking. Sean, I'm sure, will give his thanks on Midday Mobile. But we really appreciate the votes and appreciate you listening to us and our 55 hours of local talk each week, every week here on FM Talk 106.5. You know, we were talking about Peppa the Pig there at the end of that last segment, and the youth having British accents because of watching so much Peppa the Pig during these school shutdowns. Backstrap Stacker texting in, the kids are asking parents to stop at the petrol station for snacks as they head off on holiday. That's too good. And Buford said, the Peppa effect. My kids are off of the Peppa generation, or my kids are of the Peppa generation. They definitely started saying British words with a hint of a British accent. When they grew out of Peppa, they lost the hint of the accent, but every now and then, they'll still say British slang.
Funny.
How about that?
You know, little three-year-olds acting like Madonna
yeah.
with the fake British
yeah.
accent. Like, aren't you from outside Detroit, Madonna?
A bunch of little Madonnas and Johnny Depps running around with
yeah.
their fake British accent. He's from Kentucky. Why is he talking like that? It makes no sense. Also, we got a talk back, speaking of the app, as I was discussing in sports Lane Kiffin's reaction to the news, according to Nick Saban, that Alabama soon-to-be starting quarterback Bryce Young has already made nearly $1 million in endorsement deals.
Now, since it wasn't Alabama's day yesterday to take the floor, where did Saban make that comment?
Well, he was speaking to the Texas High School Coaches Association. They had a convention, and he was talking to them yesterday. And according to the reports, he said that Young, who hasn't started yet,
mm-hmm.
but will this year as a sophomore, is due to make, quote, ungodly numbers. That's what Saban said.
Wow.
He wouldn't divulge the specifics of the deals that Young has signed. I did see he was one of the first to sign with, like, a big-time agency once it became legal. I think it's the Creative Artists Agency, or I can't remember exactly who it was he signed with.
Wow.
But Saban said the total compensation is almost seven figures. He said, and it's like the guy hasn't even played yet, but that's because of our brand. So normally, if this had come up, Saban would be saying, that's rat poison. He hasn't even started. You ask me, he's not even a good quarterback
mm-hmm.
until I see what he could do. That's probably more in line with what Saban would say. But this is a huge recruiting factor
he's
now.
Definitely using it as a recruiting tool like
yeah.
that because of our brand. He's making this money. He's not even a proven entity yet. So
yeah.
maybe your guys can come to Alabama as well.
So he already had like the recruiting pitch of any recruiting pitch.
He had it.
Look at our championships. Look at how many guys we put in the NFL. And now we could say all of that, and you can make $1 million without even starting a game.
Yeah, that's interesting that Nick Saban would use that. As old school a guy as he is, he changes on a dime when he has to. Look at his offense alone.
Yeah.
And his defense, too, in some regard. But here's somebody who you would never have guessed in 3-4 years ago would ever be talking this way, but
right.
quickly he's realized I can use this to my benefit and I will.
But at the same time, I mean, he is the king of getting out the rat poison, getting rid of it. And money can change a man. Yep. What can it do to an 18-year-old or a 19-year-old that's come from nothing in so many instances?
So, there's a rapper that is in Kirby Smart's ear. Now, not that Kirby listens.
Yeah,
Quavo is there?
Yeah, Quavo from Migos.
Okay. That's,
yeah, and he's a big-time Atlanta sports fan.
Right, so he's a Georgia fan, too. And so he has got his advice to Kirby Smart was, make sure your guys are careful what brand they choose.
Who they link up with.
Because if you're in college and you're linked up in a certain way, your real chance to make the money is later on. But if you've compromised yourself in college by, Ed's Car Wash, that might be good for the offensive right guard.
Yeah.
But he was talking about be careful, especially the stars of your team or the perceived stars on your team, because Bryce Young is, again, a perceived star.
Right, yes.
So he was like saying, be careful what you do because it could affect those endorsements later on.
Well, I mean, there was an adult film company yesterday that put out a press release that said they are looking for athletes to sponsor.
Really?
So that would probably be along the same lines of what that rap star Quavo was saying.
Quavo might be a fan, but he's saying don't link up with them.
Yeah, pretty smart there. So I want to play what Lane Kiffin said yesterday before I get to Don's voicemail.
Okay.
And then we'll get into some more news here in just a little bit, and also Jimmy Buffett Ticks giveaway on the way, but here is what Lane Kiffin said. Of course, he was Alabama's offensive coordinator and was probably yelled at by Nick Saban more times per minute than any other coach he's ever had.
Easy.
I'm not sure, but here's Kiffin on NIL funding yesterday.
We're not talking about a year later and he's made $1 million over a year. We're saying, they're saying he's already making $1 million, which is crazy. What's going to happen once you start playing? And then the ability to control the players and that challenge is... you're going to, I guess, eventually have players making more than coaches. But it happens in professional sports. So
it does.
We are now, as you've kind of said, professional sports now.
So with that, Don left us a voicemail message on the FM Talk 106.5 app.
Good morning, Dan and Dalton. Quick comment about what the coach had to say yesterday about kids getting paid to play sports. Not a good idea, in my opinion. But since they're going to do it anyway, I have a suggestion for these young men and women. Take 20%, put it in the bank for later in your life when you know how to use it. Take 80%, send it back to the high school that put you there to begin with. Let some of your fellow classmates get a college education on your ride. After all, that's why you're in college anyway, right? It's to get an education? I don't know. I'm just saying. Crazy world we live in, isn't it? War Eagle.
Ah, War Eagle there at the end. So Don saying, save 20% and give 80% back to the school?
Yeah, to your high school.
Oh, to the high school. Okay.
To create scholarships for your classmates in high school.
Not to college.
Not to college.
Okay.
So it's like spread the wealth, save 20%. A very noble idea.
Yeah.
Does it have a place in today's society or in any day's society?
Yeah.
I doubt it seriously. Now, we may have, these stories may pop up where kids are doing something similar to that.
I'm sure charity will become a trend among a lot of these guys that are making the big bucks. Now, if it is a right guard who has the one endorsement from Sally's Milkshakes or whatever, then a portion of their salary might only be a few hundred bucks. But I don't, look at Johnny Manziel.
Shouldn't the right guard get right guard deodorant for sure?
That makes sense.
All-American right guard.
Yeah, if you have a left guard, that would get confusing. Left guard for right guard. But, for instance, Johnny Manziel, who came from money, right? So maybe not the best representation of this, but he could have cleaned up and probably did in college. He could have really cleaned up if this had been legal. He went into the NFL. Yeah, he got that first-round money, but he didn't make it very far in the NFL. So the money he could have added up over the 2 years where he was the most famous guy in the country in college sports, that would have been a lot for him. That would have added a lot to his life. So if he'd given 80% of that back to his high school, I mean, everyone thought he was going to be a big star.
Yeah.
And he wasn't.
But he's not.
No.
Yeah, he turned out, he was a great college player, but not in the pros. And it was either A.J. Green or Gurley a few years ago for Georgia had a 4-game suspension for signing a single T-shirt.
Wow.
To a guy that owned the, if I could have this story all wrong, but the guy that owned the store that he where he signed the T-shirt was a Florida grad. Some Georgia fans were like losing their mind.
Yeah, it was a setup. It,
maybe kind of, sort of, but in any event, times, they are a-changing for sure.
They really are. But appreciate that talk back, Don. And speaking of the app, and would love for you to use it by tomorrow, because, well, we're about to give away some Jimmy Buffett tickets the traditional way, but come tomorrow, or come Monday, I guess I could say in this instance.
Sure.
We will be giving away Jimmy Buffett tickets using the app. So a pair of tickets tomorrow, and whoever leaves us the voicemail, give us 30 seconds of why you deserve to win a pair of Jimmy Buffett tickets for the September 19th show at the Wharf.
Yep.
The Coral Reefer Band will be there. Jimmy will be there, and it'll be a good time had by all. September 19th at the Wharf. Tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. Today, I guess right now, we'll take caller number 6
okay.
for today's pair of tickets that we're giving away. Win them before you can buy them. But tomorrow, we won't do a phone giveaway. We will do a app talkback giveaway. 30 seconds. Leave your name in the app there where it asks you to when you leave the voicemail, and that's how we'll recognize the winner. But 30 seconds, why you deserve to win the Jimmy Buffett tickets. You can even get creative if you want to sing it to us in the style of Jimmy Buffett.
Basically, the most pitiful story. The most pitiful story of you on the other side of the gate crying as you can kind of hear Jimmy Buffett inside the wharf. That might get us. But in any way that you want to express that on the app, you can do that 30 seconds or less.
Yeah, so the app, you could download on the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store, FM Talk 1065. That's how you search for it. Don't put a decimal point in there. It confuses the search engine. You'll see our FM Talk logo. Hit download. Microphone at the bottom of the screen. Click that. Why you deserve to win Jimmy Buffett tickets. Okay. Send it our way, and we'll declare a winner tomorrow morning.
Meanwhile, right now, it's going to be caller number 6 at 343-0106. Also turning up your voice on the other side of this break. Dan and Dalton, Mobile Mornings. Hey, yo, Dan, Brett, and Dalton Orwig, FM Talk 106.5. Much thanks to Leanna Monday. Sean Sullivan yesterday holding things down with Dalton as I had to be away, but I'm here now. Rest of the week for sure. Next week, too. Everything good. 8:24 at FM Talk 106.5. Let's get to some house cleaning done right here.
I don't do much cleaning, but Ricky wins tickets to see Jimmy Buffett.
Ricky?
Not that Ricky.
Okay.
I don't think. Ricky G, we'll say.
Ricky G?
That's the first letter of his last name.
All right.
He won tickets to see Jimmy Buffett September 19th at The Wharf. It'll be great show, I'm sure, and tickets go on sale, Ticketmaster.com, Friday, 10 a.m., but two more opportunities to win tickets before you can buy them through this station, through this show, Mobile Mornings. Tomorrow morning, remember, we'll be giving the tickets to whoever leaves us a voicemail on the app, FM Talk 106.5 app, the microphone at the bottom of the screen, 30 seconds, why you deserve the Jimmy Buffett tickets, and we'll pick a winner, and we'll make sure you get those tickets before the show on September 19th. So that's very cool. And then, you know, last segment we were talking about Bryce Young, the Alabama quarterback, who, according to his head coach, Nick Saban, has already made nearly $1 million in endorsement deals. There's only been one publicly, one sponsorship, and that's the Cash App, which is a big-time player in at least the podcast realm. They're big-time advertisers. But I think a lot of other, you know, they've got the live sports, the ads. Mm-hmm. They have. Actually, I'm thinking of Hulu. I apologize.
Well,
they're both green. Cash App is has sponsored Bryce Young. And Chuck says, hey, can I get an endorsement from Chevy for driving a Tahoe? Just a couple $1,000. Tim says, what's happening is you got these kids, a lot of them come from families that can't provide for them. And you got these coaches that are making millions of dollars. And that's what started the ball rolling, everybody around them that's making big bucks. I think you're probably at risk of dirtying the game. And it would have been nice if you could have kept it pure, but you can't blame them when everybody that's around them are making money that they can spend. And I think Tim's exactly right. And Feinbaum alluded to this. Well, he's talked about that plenty of times. Feinbaum, I think, used to be on the don't pay the players team. And over time, that changed for him. And same thing for me. It's because when you look at how much money the schools make from some of these players that come through that are just incredible. Now, Alabama, you could spread the love. They've had many great players over the years.
Many great teams.
But when you get into a sport like basketball, I think it becomes even more evident. Think of that Duke team 2 years ago that had Zion Williamson on there. Now, Duke is, of course, like, for a time, they were the Alabama of basketball, right? But Zion was like the guy. How much money did he individually bring in to that school in that area for people just coming to see his games? I mean, remember, presidents were showing up to watch him play.
Well, here's the thing. The Civic Center or whatever it was, the gymnasium at Duke, right? It only holds a static number, like 10,500, 9,000, whatever. What's the gym at Duke called?
Great question.
You know,
should know that off the top of my head.
The field house. I'm blanking out here. So you can only bring in so much air. Cameron Indoor Arena. So you've got that. But the networks, like ESPN, they feed off of all this. The televising that and the rights to a Duke game and the commercials they sell, because that's Duke.
Yeah.
You know, they're smart enough to understand exactly how to sell their product, too. Their product is the players. And in some, you know, college basketball coaches seem to have a little sway, too. Coach K, certainly.
Yeah.
You know, he's got some sway. But that year, a Duke basketball game with Zion Williamson probably cost a pretty penny if you wanted to advertise
for that. Yeah, if they auctioned off one game, just think, if there were no rights signed already and they auctioned off one Alabama game this year, what that bidding war would be.
Yep.
And it wouldn't be the same if Nick Saban was coaching a bunch of kindergartners. It's the team that he puts out there on the field and their ability to potentially win and win big. So
where's this going to go? Because I'm telling you, as a longtime observer of college football, longtime fan of the sport, I'm a blank slate, man. I don't really see, and I read about it, and some people might have a strong opinion. It's going to end up going here, or the players are going to, certain players on the team are going to revolt against the guy making all the money, or there's going to be a lot of friction on the team in the locker room, or
I'm thinking a
lot of different things. I don't know what's about to happen, but it's about to happen in real time right in front of us.
Well, you already see players getting kicked off teams for going underage to parties or doing illegal actions that I'm sure many college students are taking part in, but it's a different story when it's the newly signed four-star quarterback that is going off and, you know, smoking weed or whatever it may be. Well, imagine that, but they now have tens of thousands of dollars in their pocket,
right?
And they're able to, you know, spend that money and invite people over for even larger parties. I think it could get out of hand, but a lot of that depends on what enforcement actions the school and the team
and the parents
have, and I don't think very many parents have much control. I mean, for anybody that goes to college, your parents kind of the first time you don't have parents.
These parents of these big time players making big money are going to move to the town.
Yeah, that's a good point too.
That's going to happen.
Yeah,
because that's no longer going to be a consideration. They're not worried about their job or whatever. Their job now is taking care of Junior, making sure he doesn't mess up.
Also, when guys make it to the pros, they're trying to get away so often from their hometown, from the trouble. Think of Aaron Hernandez, who that ended up hurting him in the long run.
They always say it's a good idea to get away from the hometown, for
sure. What if you're just a couple months from leaving your bad hometown? Those kids going to come around when you're making tens of thousands of dollars?
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
830 FM Talk 106.5.
835 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig. Coming to the phone lines and texts here in just a minute, 343-0106. But first, I want to talk with Louie Arata from McConnell Automotive. Hey, Louie.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, we're doing great. And you know what else is great? The inventory levels at McConnell Automotive.
That's right. The inventory levels are pretty high right now on the used car side. We got a truckload of cars and trucks in yesterday. So I read something yesterday. It looks like General Motors is going to turn loose a few of cars. So we ought to have a next couple of months ought to be big time. Should have the back, hopefully, getting close to normal stuff. Mm-hmm. And but the used car side, we are jammed up in trucks, SUVs, cars. Y'all can check everything out online at McConnellAutomotive.com. We got some great deals. Gene's been adjusting prices down, so everybody's been fussing about how high they are. They're coming down right now, so need to check all those out. We still got that 18-4 three-quarter ton sitting out there. It looks good. I drove it yesterday because I had mine in the shop.
Yeah. So. You told me something a while back. If, you know, I'm a busy man, Louie. And say I want to buy a vehicle. say I want to buy a vehicle. Will you bring that vehicle to me? I don't even have to come to the lot.
That's right. All you got to do, we'll work it all out online. I'll get the paperwork printed. We'll bring you the vehicle, and we can rock and roll.
That is awesome. Good stuff. Well, we appreciate your time this morning, Louie.
Thank you.
That is Louie Arata. You'll find him at McConnell Automotive, Dolphin Street, just east of I-65. Or if you want your vehicle delivered, McConnellAutomotive.com. They'll take care of you.
I'm a busy man, Louie. Bring the car to me, Louie.
Yeah.
Lord.
Yeah. I am busy, but not too busy that I can't go, you know, get a car.
It's one exit away.
It is. It's
so
not
we're
that
at
far
airport,
drive.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
We're right at the interstate.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
You're not wrong.
Louis is the next exit.
Yeah.
Jersey Mike's on the right, Louis to the left.
Well, you know, there's nothing more embarrassing than getting in an accident off when you're taking your new vehicle off the lot, and you can avoid that embarrassment. Yeah, bring it to streets that you know well and have them deliver it to you. It's that easy. And, you know, we were going to get to COVID this hour. Maybe we'll still have time, but lots of people chiming in on athletes getting paid, which I don't think of it as much as just a sports story, but really this could change the way that college athletics are viewed for years to come. And we have somebody on the line right now. Is it Vince? Vince wants to talk about college athletes getting paid. Good morning, Vince.
Morning.
What's going on, man?
So this is my my idea. Set up a trust fund. The students have to reach a certain age, 20 or 21, and they have to take a one credit hour on money management and legal stuff for the trust fund to clear where they can get to their money.
That's interesting. I like that because, you know, they do need classes on money management. Even the rookies that go into these professional leagues, that's what all the big leagues are doing now.
They're football players. They can sleep in any class. So you put them in the class for money management. Are you guaranteeing that they're going to take all that information in, get it right, and apply it?
No, but there's a better chance they will if they have to attend.
Old Jumbo, left tackle, is he going to buckle down in class?
Well, I think if it comes to their money, they'll pay a little bit more attention.
Possibly, yeah. Thank you for the thought. A lot of people are coming up with these, okay, it's okay that they do this, I guess, but this.
Right.
But that.
Yeah.
There's no buts in it. I don't know how you can send the twister back to Iowa.
That's part of the problem.
That is the problem.
Yeah, because I guess the NCAA was just hoping that Congress would make up rules, right? And
so
the NCAA, once Congress, all they did, well, it was the Supreme Court, right? The Supreme Court came out and said, yeah, this ain't right.
Yeah, but state by state, they're coming up with their legislation on this.
States have to legalize that law, but it was the Supreme Court who really finally, you know, put the nail in the coffin for these athletes not being paid for name, image, likeness. Now, the schools still can't out and out pay them to come to class. They do get scholarship money, which every single year, the value in that rises because, heck, it's probably $30,000 a semester now at South Alabama. It's not that high. But still, it's expensive.
Sure.
So it's big value in the scholarships. But the Supreme Court put the nail in the coffin. I guess the NCAA was like, well, I guess they can get endorsement money now. So it's up to conferences to come up with the guidelines.
States
are
doing that.
And
within
really,
conferences,
it comes down to schools. And I talked about this before. BYU, they aren't going to be cool with their starting quarterback endorsing
much.
endorsing much at all.
Yeah.
Right? Notre Dame will probably have certain guidelines for what their players can and can't endorse. You won't see a Notre Dame player in a Planned Parenthood commercial anytime soon.
No, and yes, there's some vices they're going to try to stay away from for sure, but do they really have the right to do that? And when the players start bucking back, I think that's when it's going to get interesting. You start to put in these, but you can't do this, and the player might be like, yeah, no, I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
What power do you have over the player to curb their behavior, their deal, whatever?
And that's what Lane Kiffin said, right? He said, you don't have any control anymore. And I don't know if he worded that correctly. He pretty should have said, and I think he said control of their ego or something like that the first time he mentioned it. Buford says a smart player will donate a large amount to their college. That makes them a donor. Then they could do whatever they want. See, Buford's playing chess. The rest of us are playing checkers. He said, we all know the donor class is who pulls the college president and athletic director strings. So maybe Bryce Young Well, that's a bad example because no one's going to fire Nick Saban. But let's say the new Arkansas coach. Let's say that one of the Arkansas players is making $5 million, donates $4 million to Arkansas and says, listen, I'm not cool with him being coach anymore.
That big guy's got to go.
Yeah.
This is to you, Dalton, from unnamed texter. Dalton, how much is Cracker Barrel going to pay the Vols top players for endorsements? two Uncle Herschel platters. And
a live, laugh, love sign.
Yes, right. If you hold their money, they will just go to J.G. Wentworth for an advance. Those stupid idiots singing on the bus. Yes, J.G. Wentworth.
That's awesome.
That's like the general commercials. Like, we didn't think it was good insurance because the commercials were so bad.
Yeah, his. I don't even know if any Vols players have been endorsed yet. I don't know if anyone, any big, like Pilot, you know, the owners of Pilot basically run the state of Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even think they've endorsed any of their players yet. So
what's it's going to be interesting because players are going to you. This is interesting that Bryce Young is so young and getting this money, and according to Saban, over $1 million, and he's taken very few snaps. He's never taken a snap as a starter at Alabama.
Right. Yeah.
But it's going to be leadership. It's going to be senior led sort of leaders that are going to be able to, for a while, kind of keep a cap on this if a team wants to be a team. But this is just asking for trouble.
Think about that, because...
And I'm not saying I'm against it. I'm just saying this is like an experiment, a social human experiment right before our eyes. We have no idea what's going to happen to our favorite teams.
A lot of times, you know, they credit the senior leadership, right, with keeping a team in line. And sometimes that senior leadership, they aren't the best athlete.
Mm-hmm.
Many times they're not, but they've earned that position through hard knocks,
mm-hmm.
and they've got a lot that they can hold over those young guys, even though they're 5- and 4-star recruits. If you've got Bryce Young, let's say that, and I know nothing about Bryce Young, he seems like a great guy, but let's say he's a jackass,
mm-hmm.
and the money gets to his head. Will the senior who is not expected to be drafted in the NFL next year, will he be able to keep Bryce Young in line and say, hey, you're not showing much respect to your teammates right now? It's going to be,
you know, I mean, what would it mean? What would it mean to the senior that's not going to get paid big anyway to confront the kid? I mean, but here's the thing. All these, if you have a number of confrontations,
mm-hmm.
that's not good for the team either.
Not good at all. It'll be up to the coaches to keep everyone in line. Nick Saban will be good at it. Chip Kelly didn't seem to be as good at it when he was coaching.
Right.
Jay said the trust fund is a good idea. 18-year-olds are idiots when you give them a ton of cash. Taking money management classes and then getting the money when you hit certain thresholds.
My take on that again is they can soundly sleep in any classroom. Mm-hmm. So you can talk about these money management classes. Are they going to actually take it seriously and take it in?
Hey, they are all communications majors, and they pay attention in every class, Dan. I'll tell you that.
Great point, Dalton.
Dale says the college male student athletes who get big money for NIL will be spending more time juggling, handling girlfriends and suitors than practicing their sport. I think a lot of them are already handling their girlfriends, but that's caused some issues in the past already.
So, trying to make the money through being an influencer as well.
Here we go. Somebody went after you. Bail bonds companies are targeting the UGA players.
That's fine. That's fine. See you in December in Atlanta. It's 8:45 FM Talk 106.5. Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig, and we'll chat with Jeff Poore on the way. FM Talk 106.5, 8:49, 11 away from 9 o'clock. That's when the Jeff Poore Show comes on a little after 9. We'll talk to Jeff here in just a moment. Yes, sir.
I want to remind everyone, we're giving away more Jimmy Buffett tickets tomorrow morning. Ricky won today.
But here's the thing. You need to give yourself a chance to win, like, immediately.
Yeah. So leave us a voicemail on the FM Talk 106.5 app, a talk back. Microphone at the bottom of the screen when you open the app, and you leave us a message telling us why you deserve to win a pair of Jimmy Buffett tickets to see him at the Wharf on September 19th. Dan and I will sit in our chairs in the back and figure out exactly who deserves these Jimmy Buffett tickets.
Yeah.
So it's someone has asked text or strictly voice recording. Has to be on the app. You have to leave us a message on the app.
Yes.
And we will have another chance at the end of the week to win them on the phone lines, the traditional way. But tomorrow, we'll give the tickets away to someone on the app.
You know, this is an out-and-out way blatantly to get you to download the app, okay?
Yeah,
I got caught. But but the app is of great benefit to you.
Yeah.
It's got so many features on it, you'll be happy that you downloaded it. So just download it, and off you go.
Yeah, right? That's
exactly
right.
Win the tickets, or at least give yourself a chance to win tickets with the app.
Yep.
Dave's on the line. Before we get to Jeff Ford, Dave, hey, what's going on?
Good morning. Y'all were discussing NIL. Do we see in the future conditions upon their scholarships regarding NIL and taking certain courses and endorsing certain products or types of products?
That, again, you're talking about, okay, it's wide open.
It's wide open right now, but...
Yeah, are restrictions...
going to be a backlash.
Right. Will restrictions come along on the backside of this? Dalton?
I don't know. You can't really gauge someone's... You can't tell them what to be interested in class, right? I mean, you go to college, you kind of get to pick what you want to learn or study. I don't know. I'm not sure, and that's up to the schools. They're going to put their own rules in place. Like I said, schools like BYU and Notre Dame will have much different ethical guidelines than a heathen school like USC over
maybe,
on the West Coast.
Maybe it could be regional, too, where you're in the Southeast, certain things you are like, that's okay. Well, out West Coast, they're like, man, that's not cool at all.
Yeah.
So I think we could see a lot of different variations of all this, just the tendencies of what the players want to do.
Like, will Auburn superstar Bo Nix be able to endorse a strip club?
No.
Questions that need to be asked.
No, but if Bo Nix were at UCLA, strip away.
Strip away.
Here's a man who studied two things in college, and probably pretty well. He was, architecture, Jeff?
Kind of. Building science.
Building sciences at Auburn.
School of Architecture, yeah, and, at Auburn at
and
the
then,
time.
Of course, I know you've got the South flag hanging off your car. You went to South Alabama, and you...
Yeah, what a waste of money that was.
That's a terrible thing to say, Jeff.
That is terrible. I can't believe I paid tuition to go to South Alabama.
That is a terrible thing to say. It's one of my favorite institutions.
I should have put that money in the bank or something. I don't know.
Oh, man.
Sure, they're listening at South until right now.
Hey, listen, don't lump me in with Jeff.
No kidding.
I want tickets this year, so I'm not going to say that.
Well,
I would like some tickets to the game.
You graduated from South after being disciplined at Troy.
Yeah, and I was disciplined at South. Somehow I made it all the way through.
Jeff, he's like all Sun Belt team of the decade is Dalton. So where are we going here this morning, Jeff? What's got your attention politically?
Who do you have on the show?
Well, on the show today, there's some big reveals this morning from Landyap. Ashley Trice will be with us. Something I would talk about here, we got Phil Williams from the Alabama Policy Institute coming up. Interesting. Okay, so what do we know about legislative sessions? That fourth year of a quadrennium, you don't do big things. You take the path of least resistance. You want to be, you want to get back home and campaign for your reelection. And we've always accepted that, us the voters. We for whatever reason, have decided, okay, we get it. No lottery, nothing too important. But shouldn't it be the other way around? Shouldn't the big things, shouldn't the legislature be trying to get big things done in an election season to woo the voter? And still we have this flip-flop system. And I say that as it pertains to this because we've had a couple of guests on talking about this lately. And, well, actually, I got this idea. It kind of came from Dale Jackson, and he had a couple of guests. He says, well, why not do a real school choice bill? Now, I don't care what you think about school choice. That's not really important to this discussion. But there is it's very popular among Republican voters. Very, very popular, right? And, you know, he had the lieutenant governor on, Will Ainsworth, and he asked his usual guest, Arthur Orr, Sam Gavan, state senators from that part of the state. They were like, you're never going to see that. You're not going to see it anytime soon because it's the fourth year of quadrennium, man. What are you crazy? We don't do big things in the fourth year of quadrennium.
Jeff, I've got a question for you real quick, though. I hate to interrupt you, but is it almost like the end of the work week? Like people are lazier and get less done on the job on a Friday? Is that relatable in any way?
No, because you're playing for your reelection,
right.
So it's the opposite. You're trying to be, I would think, if you want to be reelected, if you want to win voters, that, you know, look, when you live in a one-party state, it's tough to beat an incumbent. There may be a little bit of that. But on paper, in theory, shouldn't it be the other way around? Shouldn't they have to work a little bit harder and get more done
right
in that at the end of the session and not the beginning of the session?
And like you said, it's a one-party state. I mean, obviously, people line up on different sides of certain things. But for the most part, you'll get a majority on one thing or the other. Something like school choice seems like a no-brainer for so many conservatives in the state. Now, if they were trying to pass the gas tax in the final year of the quadrennium, that would seem different. But why won't they even do the layups?
Well, it's like I said, the popular stuff. Gas tax, not so popular. I get why you do that earlier, but what else is popular? What do you pull it? Gambling or lottery, at least. You look at, like you say, the layups, and that's too controversial. We're going to leave that there. Maybe we'll get it. It's always that. We're going to punt until the first year of the quadrennium or the second year of the quadrennium. This time around, I think it's just because you lost 2020 with COVID. That you didn't get a lot of things done. It seems to me that phenomenon ought to change somewhat.
So yesterday you had a big reveal as former state senator Rusty Glover announced on your show his intention to run for state auditor, and then today you'll have another one of the candidates for state auditor on.
Yeah, so Andrew Sorrell. This is a very interesting race, a very interesting matchup. Unfortunately, it's not a very important office. I'm just going to say that. State auditor doesn't have a lot of power, but it at least will give us an opportunity to discuss, I think, ideology as it pertains to state government, because those are two guys that really take an approach to state government from an ideological point of view. Unfortunately, though, you hate to see them cancel each other out in a head-to-head in a Republican primary. Because there's not a lot of intrigue up and down that ballot this time around. Maybe we have a treasurer's race, depending on what John McMillan wants to do. But at least for our sake, it'll give us opportunity to have conversations about how, you know, these conservative philosophies apply to state government.
I know Sorrell is a businessman and entrepreneur, basically. And Rusty's more of an educator. What do they each bring? What are their principles when it comes to this?
I think they come from a very similar place. Now, stylistically, they're different. Sorrell is willing to go in. He had to learn the hard way. You can't go into the legislative session like it's a brawl, voting against everything, making enemies. And he's had to learn that the hard way. But, you know, he's a freshman lawmaker, and that's kind of the learning process. But some people like that approach, and it's gotten him a lot of support, particularly up in his neck of the woods in the Shoals. Senator Glover, very popular because he was an educator, as you say, history teacher, taught AP history at Mary Montgomery High School. I think he understands how we can look back at history, and you don't want to be doomed to repeat it, right? What went wrong. But also comes at it from that point of view, maybe just a little more diplomatically. So I guess it may be a stylistic preference when it comes down to it.
So whoever wins that race will be sitting in the chair that's been occupied by Jim Ziegler for many terms now. Where have we gotten? Has Ziegler decided whether he's going to run for governor or not?
Not officially. He says he has an exploratory committee looking at running for governor, but there's no such thing in Alabama, so it's like exploratory in name only. You do exploratory committees in federal politics because it gives you the opportunity to raise money. You're either running or you're not.
Yeah, you're in or you're out.
Politics. Yeah, you don't have that in like you do in federal politics.
All right, Jeff Poore, we'll listen for your show coming up in about 5 minutes. Appreciate you.
Thanks for having me on
FM Talk 106.5. Thank you, Dalton.
Thanks, Dan.
It is 8:59.